But we begin in Africa almost 20 years ago when paediatrician Dr. Mark Maneri arrived in Malawi to start treating malnourished children. At that time, the old food regimens set down by the WHO were still in place.
And you know, the best recoveries we could get was 45%. So more than half of the children with this severe malnutrition weren't recovering and were likely dying.
Clearly, these current practices weren't working.
Children were asked to come into a hospital room and stay there 6 weeks and be given milk to drink many times a day. And they would have to have a caretaker, which is often their mother or maybe an older sister. And so this is very disruptive to the family because that mother usually has a lot of other kids and duties and farming and things to do. And the milk, of course, it's a wonderful food. But when you let milk sit out for 4 hours or 6 hours, like it inevitably happens in those situations, it becomes a perfect medium for bacteria, a way to spread infection. Children get diarrhea. Children are closely kept with other next to other children in the hospital room. And so they're spreading germs between each other. And that's really the genesis of why these children were doing so badly.
The breakthrough came in 1999 when Dr. Maneri spent 10 weeks in a local village watching this community struggle to survive on subsistence farming.
It's got to be something that doesn't need to be cooked. No firewood needed. Bacteria can't grow in it. Full of fat and protein and doesn't spoil in the tropics. And to an American, that's peanut butter. I then had an email from a person I didn't know at the time in France, André Briand. We exchanged emails and talked about, you know, how we could use the properties of peanut butter to formulate this specialized food. And after about a year of discussion, we came up with a test recipe. We did three clinical trials sequentially in 2001, 2, and 3, and the results were dramatic. The last trial had a few thousand kids in it, and the international community was working there in a famine year, 46% recovery for standard therapy. Mothers feeding their own children peanut butter food at home were getting 81% recovery.
And didn't you raise some hackles in those early days because you actually sent mothers and children home with these jars of peanut butter and you were accused in some places of abandonment, of abrogating your responsibilities as a medico?
Definitely. Well, at a large meeting once, I remember the most respected academic with malnutrition stood up and pointed at me and André and said, you people over there, you're killing children. Because how could you send children away from medical care when they were so sick? But that's exactly what they needed.
Early in the morning in a remote village in Malawi, mothers gather with their sick children at a Project Peanut Butter mobile clinic. Many of these women have walked for hours to get here. Some have walked for days.
What was and still is in those jars that is so life-giving?
You know, it's nothing that special. It's peanut butter, some milk powder, oil, sugar, and some vitamins.
You must have seen some incredible transformations over the time you've spent in Malawi.
It's amazing. You know, as a doctor taking care of these kids, you know, when we had those kids in the hospital, you always went home at night sort of biting your fingernails and worrying because you knew the next morning when you came in, somebody could tell you, well, three of them died and we don't know what happened. But, you know, when we started using peanut butter food at home, it was like a huge weight taken off me and the mother because they weren't lying and the mother wasn't lying in the hospital bed worrying that the kid was going to die that night. In general, I mean, our recovery rates on average are 90%. 90% for kids who would have had a better than 50% chance of dying if they hadn't been treated.
Severely malnourished kids often swell up with edema, a painful buildup of fluid under the skin.
Oh my goodness, I am so sorry.
Pilarani is 2 years old. His swelling is so severe he can barely walk.
Pilarani has extreme edema from a nutrient-deficient diet.
Pilarani's swelling can be eliminated in less than a week with Project Peanut Butter's new therapy.
People will often wonder, okay, fine, doctor, you use some magic food and this kid's really recovered, and then you stop feeding them and you never see them again. Don't they just become malnourished? Absolutely not, because malnutrition is is not an on-off switch. It's like a cup. You can fill up halfway. You can fill up nearly full. You can just be almost empty at the bottom. When those kids come to us and they're sick and they're severely malnourished, their cup's almost empty. We fill it up so that there's some reserve in there. So when they get an episode of malaria or pneumonia or the other things that they're going to get living in the developing world, they've got the reserve to not become malnourished again.
We're back with Pili Rani after 6 weeks of successful therapy on Triponde. We have seen the gradual resolution of what was severe edema in Pili Rani. We've seen an increased weight gain. Everything is going quite well with Pili Rani.
Follow-up data from thousands of children shows that 12 months after treatment, 96% are still well-nourished. And as they grow older and more mobile, they learn to find additional bits of food on their own.
Is there not a strong tradition of using and growing peanuts in Africa?
There is. It's all over. I mean, West Africa, it's a huge staple food. I mean, it's 20% of all the food consumed in that whole large area that we call West Africa. Peanuts are hardy. I mean, they don't need special soil. They don't have to have fertile farmland like corn or something. So yeah, peanuts are available locally almost everywhere.
This means rather than importing from other countries, Project Peanut Butter can find most of what it needs from 3,000 local peanut farmers. It's only the added milk powder and vitamins that come from elsewhere. And the result is there are two peanut butter factories. One's in Malawi, the other in Sierra Leone. And they provide jobs, they provide training, outreach, along with this life-giving paste. It seems extraordinary to think that humble peanut butter is literally saving children's lives in parts of Africa, while in the industrialized world, reports of allergic reactions and anaphylactic shock from exposure to peanuts go up every year. I ask Mark Maneri if the project ever sees these kind of reactions amongst the children they're treating.
Absolutely never. So why is this the case in Western countries? Food allergy is caused by not being exposed to a food in the first year or two of life, and then you consume it later. That puts you at risk. So the way to create a lot of food allergy is to have babies and infants being fed very monotonous, bland diets. And I know in the U.S., for instance, the American Academy of Pediatrics would say, oh, you shouldn't feed this till the age of two and this till the age of three and this and that kind of stuff. And the result is those are the things that kids are allergic to. So it's a modern phenomenon. If you go back, I mean, I'm 57. If you go back to people in my generation, you never see these kind of food allergies. You go up to my grandkids in school, and like you said, one out of four of these kids has some kind of food allergies with peanuts. So really, this is a first world condition, is food allergy. Africa, we don't have that problem. People feed people a full array of foods, usually soon after 6 months. And then in addition to that, malnourished kids don't have the strength to really make an allergic reaction to anything.
So what's the future for Project Peanut Butter?
We've treated about 500,000 kids already, and we are getting the Ghana operation up and going. I think we have a working model for a smaller African country. So that's what Project Peanut Butter is going to do, rescue children and help children during the next decade until more long-term solutions can come along, like, you know, better agriculture or more economic prosperity or whatever's going to get rid of the scourge of malnutrition.
Mark Maneri, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Professor of Pediatrics Mark Maneri. He's also the founder of Project Peanut Butter, which you have to say is a very unlikely name for a program that effectively saves thousands of children from starvation. The aim is to save 2 million young lives by 2015. All the information you need about Project Peanut Butter can be found via our website. Just go to abc.net.au/radionational and search for RN First Bite on the right-hand side. And when you access Project Peanut Butter, have a look at the effect the enriched food has on a child's appearance over just a few weeks. There's photographs there, and they're absolutely amazing.